This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania on Monday, showing two entirely different campaign styles. Mr. Biden was not expected to make campaign appearances on Monday, but showed up unexpectedly in the city of Chester near Philadelphia to meet with a few campaign volunteers and reporters. Pennsylvania is a crucial state for U.S. presidential candidates, carrying a big chunk of electoral college votes that can make or break a run for the presidency. While Biden wore a mask and kept his appearance low-key, President Trump addressed boisterous rallies in a series of three appearances in the state. He told his audience in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that "We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing." More than 60 million Americans have already cast ballots ahead of the November 3rd election. It's going by a record-breaking pace that could lead to the highest U.S. voter turnout by percentage in more than a century. Surging coronavirus cases in many parts of the country have dominated the campaign, along with news of a COVID-19 outbreak within Vice President Mike Pence's staff. Multiple members of his senior staff tested positive for coronavirus over the weekend, although Pence's staff said the vice president himself is still testing negative for the virus. The World Health Organization Monday once again warned nations against politicizing the pandemic. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that has led to confusion and disrespect for science and made the pandemic worse. At a briefing Monday, he said last week had the highest number of COVID-19 cases reported since the pandemic began, and a recent rise in hospitalizations has filled intensive care units in Europe and in America. Tedros said countries that have followed science have suppressed the virus and minimized deaths. VOA News. War monitors say an airstrike on a rebel training camp in northwestern Syria on Monday killed more than 50 Turkish-backed fighters and wounded at least 90. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, put the number killed at 78, while a Syrian opposition spokesman had the number of fatalities closer to 50. The observatory, along with Syrian opposition groups, say the airstrike was carried out by Russia, a Syrian government ally. The strike targeted a military training camp for one of Syria's largest opposition groups in northwestern Idlib province, the last rebel enclave in Syria. The United States said Monday it had conducted an airstrike in central Afghanistan, killing at least five Taliban insurgents. A military spokesperson explained in a tweet the overnight action in Nurk district in Wardak province was taken to defend Afghan security forces in line with a February deal between the United States and the Taliban aimed at ending the nearly two decades of war. The spokesman said, quote, "We reject the allegations of violating the agreement and of killing innocent Afghans." He was responding to allegations by the Taliban, who allege a U.S. drone strike on Sunday evening in recurrent violation, they say, of the agreement, which killed the strike killed three children in Newark. The U.S. space agency NASA reported on Monday it has confirmed water can be found in sunlit areas of the moon. That indicates water may be far more widespread on the moon than previously thought. NASA said it confirmed the discovery using its Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, or SOFIA, a flying laboratory on board a specially modified 747 aircraft. It was previously believed that water molecules could only be found in cold, shadowy areas of the lunar surface. NASA says the Sahara Desert has 100 times the amount of water that SOFIA detected in the lunar soil, but the discovery still raises new questions about how water is created and how it persists on the moon's surface. U.S. forecasters say Tropical Storm Zeta is nearing hurricane strength as it heads towards Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the storm is expected to bring hurricane conditions across portions of the peninsula by late on Monday. After passing over the peninsula, Zeta is expected to head toward the southern U.S. Gulf Coast, which has been hit by a series of storms in this unusually active year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.